A zombie outbreak at a zoo is the setting for an unlikely family film this weekend.
You hear that? I think something's not right.
Based on an idea by extreme horror legend Clive Barker, Night of the Zoopocalypse follows a group of zoo animals fighting slippery, blob-like zombies infected by a mysterious meteor which lands on the grounds.
What's going on out there?
Monsters have overrun the zoo.
What?
The CG animation isn't top of the line, but it delivers the necessary bite, giving it the thrills and grit of a pulpy B-movie wrapped up in cartoonish fun.
All right, we gotta get out of here.
And the low-budgeted nature of the movie works for its genre.
It means it will get even stranger.
The darker R-rated tropes you'd expect from Barker are given a pass, and the gummy worm feel of the monsters allows the film to be creepy enough, but doesn't overdo things for the Saturday matinee crowd.
It has become some kind of gummy zombie.
Oh yeah, because that makes sense.
The voice cast holds its own with some MVP powerlifting by David Harbour as a misunderstood mountain lion and an unknown Pierre Simpson as the audience surrogate movie-crazed lemur.
A convenient plot device.
Night of the Zoopocalypse can be a lot of fun with expected twists and turns, making it a suitable gateway experience for the young horror fan.
Now this is entertainment.
Night of the Zoopocalypse gets 3.5 zombie bites out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.